It's The Drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg, and a good Thursday afternoon to all of you. Paul Van Wagner, Andrew Alex, coming to you from our respective living rooms as we continue to bring the show to you from our house. 866-961-1430 is the number. 866-961-1430. You can text us. That's the only way that we can get a hold of you today is if you text in. So we would love to hear from you if there's something on your mind. As always, we are excited to be joined by our buddy, our pal, our friend, newlywed Scott Nason, making babies in the 906. Hopefully. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Paul. Great to be on your show a week before Thanksgiving and talking NFL football week 11. Wow.
Yeah, week 11. And we got a matchup tonight, Scotty. Cardinals at the Seahawks. Normally, this would be one of those matchups where if you weren't on the West Coast, you wouldn't care about it. But 2-6-3 teams, I think, have America's attention.
This is a great matchup. You know, you look at what Arizona's doing, a three-way tie in the NFC West with Seattle and the LA Rams. Seattle seems to be the team of those three that's maybe sliding back a bit while the other two are moving up. And you know, you go back to that game last week with Arizona and Buffalo and Hopkins making that catch in the end zone. I mean, arguably the best wide receiver in football, and he does it. Normally I would think Arizona has a good shot in this one, especially with Seattle having the worst ranked defense, but there's something about, Paul, the Seahawks playing a night game in that stadium. I don't care if there's fans, no fans, whatever, they seem to almost always win those games. And on that fact, I like Seattle.
Scotty, going to the 1 o'clock games on Sunday, the Cleveland Browns, they recently got Nick Chubb back. They're taking on a Philadelphia Eagles team that has to be one of the bigger disappointments in the NFL this season. Carson Wentz and company losing to the New York Giants in a game that was an opportunity to expand their division lead, where they could have been winning the division with four wins instead of three. Now, for the Browns, this is a big game. You have a crowded pack trying to get those wild card spots in the AFC. The Browns' schedule is favorable, but you need to win games like this. Do you think they'll be able to get it done with Nick Chubb back in the lineup?
You know, this is a tough call right here. You look at Cleveland 6-3, and they're, you know, outside the division winning playoff position. Philadelphia, at whatever they are, below 500, they're in first place. You know, I think because the Browns have that running game, even though Baker Mayfield has not looked good over the past few weeks, the Eagles are a hot mess. They've been that way, and I think they continue to be that way. So give me the Browns.
Wow. I like that. I do like that. We've got a lot of good games this week, Scott. And if you're just a fan of the NFL, Titans Ravens, I'm not sure how this game isn't flexed into a 4 o'clock or into a Sunday night game, but Titans Ravens, again, a couple of 6-3 teams, one going maybe in a good direction in the Titans, the Ravens. I think teams are starting to figure out the Lamar Jackson puzzle, Scott. And I said before that this would happen. What is your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, Tennessee's defense has a lot of concerns right now, 25th in the league as far as yards allowed. Baltimore, big loss in New England. But I just think that Tennessee defense, again, not playing well. Baltimore at home, I keep wanting to give them the benefit of the doubt and think they're going to turn it around. Do I think they're going to turn it around this week? Yes, give me the Ravens.
Oh, wow, okay.
6.5-point favorites, though. If I'm a betting man, I might take that line.
That's fair. That is fair.
Scotty, America's game of the week. The Miami Dolphins traveled to Mile High to play the Denver Broncos. Now, ever since my Washington football team hit this putrid point where, you know, it's obviously they don't look like a playoff team, as I do every year, I pick another team when I'm riding the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa, 3-0 as a starter, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions in this defense. And the special teams as well, finding ways to create turnovers and as such create points each and every week. As it stands right now, Scott, how hot are you on the Dolphins as a potential division winner in the AFC East?
I think they got a shot. I mean, all Tua's done is win. It seems like wherever he goes in college and in the pros, you know, he's not putting up those big numbers, but the key one there, Andrew, is 0 interceptions in 3 games. And this Miami defense makes plays. They're a scoring defense. And you look at what Denver did last week in Las Vegas. They just look bad. Drew Locke, not sure if he's going to be in the lineup. I don't care where it's played. I like Miami in this one. Go Tua.
If you're not, or I should say, if you are in the Scott Nason Eliminator pool and you still have a chance to win this thing, which only I think four of you do at this point, you got to look at the Steelers if you haven't already taken them, Scott, this week, taking on the 1-8 Jaguars. It doesn't look like we're going to – it looks like Jake Luton is going to be the starter for the Jaguars. Is there any reason to believe that Jacksonville can even keep this closer, or do the Steelers beat this thing like a drum?
Well, Jacksonville did keep it close last week in Green Bay with Luton on the field. I don't think they keep it close today. You know, Pittsburgh, all they do is win. And you know, there's a lot of argument who's the best team in the NFL. You got to say Pittsburgh right now because they haven't lost. Unfortunately for the eliminator pool, I've already taken Pittsburgh, so I can't use this game. But I think the others probably should. Give me Pittsburgh big.
Scott, the Minnesota Vikings coming off a victory on Monday Night Football. They are set to take on a putrid Dallas Cowboys team led by former Alliance of American Football MVP Garrett Gilbert. Now, yes. The Vikings, you know, Doug Erickson's squad, they got off to a rough start. Kirk Cousins didn't look good. But now with Dalvin Cook playing at, you know, best running back in the NFL level and a favorable schedule going forward, a lot of people are talking about the Vikings as a potential team that could sneak into the playoffs on the back end there in the NFC in the wild card race. Do you believe that? And do you believe that they'll take care of business against the Cowboys at home?
I think they will, despite Dallas having that bye week, you know, and Minnesota's turnaround has been on defense. They're still 24th as far as yards allowed, but they were way on the bottom of that one and moving in the right direction. And Kirk Cousins got a Monday night win. How about that? That should be a cause for a ticker tape parade in East Lansing, because nothing else is this year as far as football. This is one of the two games I'm contemplating in my eliminator pool pick. We'll get to that here shortly, but I like Minnesota in this one.
Falcons taking on the Saints. If I would have told you at the beginning of the season that this game at this point in the year potentially would be for the division championship, Scott, I think you would have agreed with me. Instead, this is one of those games that outside of Atlanta and New Orleans, and maybe even not necessarily in those two towns because of injuries and just abysmal performances, this game has zero intrigue to me.
After it's gonna be famous, Paul. I mean, it's got, how confident are you on a scale of 9 to 10 that Jameis Winston is gonna lead the New Orleans Saints on a march to glory?
Peach ice cream.
I would say about a 9.1 on that one. But again, it's the Saints defense that I think is the key in this one. Fourth in the league in yards allowed, Atlanta 30th. Yes, Atlanta has played better. Yes, the Saints don't have Drew Brees in the lineup. They have Jameis Winston, but they also have Kamara, who's, you know, I think the big difference maker in this one. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be closer than a lot of people think, but I do like the Saints at home.
Scotty, you know, Nathan Brennan is nowhere to be found right now. Only God knows where he is. But shocking. What we do know is that his Indianapolis Colts picked up a big win last Thursday against the Tennessee Titans. The one thing the Colts were looking for was a really quality win. And they kind of get that with that Titans game. Phillip Rivers played, you know, better than expected. That being said, the road doesn't get any easier for the Colts, who are hosting the Green Bay Packers in America's actual game of the week in terms of, you know, it has been flexed to that 425 slot. Green Bay coming off of a close victory at home against the Jaguars, who were playing with their backup quarterback. You know, Green Bay piling on the wins, but it seems like they're winning ugly a lot more than their fans think they should. How do you think this game's going to go with Aaron Rodgers and the high-flying offense versus this very solid Colts defense?
Yeah, you said it, Andrew. A good offense against a good defense. And one thing I've learned as a Lions fan, it seems like whenever Rodgers has a subpar game as he did last week, as the whole Green Bay team did, they wouldn't have beaten many teams last week other than Jacksonville. I like him to bounce back in this one. I think they just have a little too much on the offensive front compared to Indianapolis. It's going to be close, very close, I think, but give me the Packers.
Interesting. All right. Again, I seem to have drawn all of the games that nobody cares about, Scott. Patriots at Texans. Give me one reason why, if this game appears on my television, I should actually consider watching it.
I can't give you one, Paul. New England, obviously, a little bit back in playoff contention. I think the Texans are done. I mean, you look at what they're doing, 2-7. You look at this game, not much interest. You got to pick somebody, so just give me New England just because they're the hotter team right now and they have more to play for.
Okay.
Scott, Sunday night football. Kansas City heads to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Las Vegas responsible for the only loss on that Kansas City record so far this season. A lot of credit being given to John Gruden this year with the job that he's done with this Raiders team in year two. They are, as it stands, in position to make the playoffs. It's hard to beat a team twice in this league, especially a team of Kansas City's caliber. Do you think Gruden, Derek Carr, and the Raiders have a shot to do that this Sunday night?
You know, Las Vegas is a very underrated team, in my opinion. Not a lot of people are talking about them at 6-3. They did go into Kansas City and beat them earlier this season. Chiefs coming off a bye week. I have a hard time seeing any team knock off Kansas City twice in a season. And so on that fact and on those reasons, I'll take the Chiefs.
Hmm. Okay. Bengals at Washington. Andrew Alex doesn't even care about this game.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? The Redskins are still in there for a division title, as are the Giants, as are the Cowboys.
Sad but true.
It is sad but true. Look at the Giants. They were 1-7, and all of a sudden they win two games, and they're, what, a game and a half or a game out of first place? I think Washington has a little too much on the defensive front. I think they're going to pressure Burrow quite a bit in this one. Cincinnati's been playing pretty well, all things considered, how they played last season. Again, I think it's that, the more defensive pressure, and the fact that Washington, you know, Alex Smith looked pretty good, especially in that fourth quarter against Detroit last weekend. So give me the Redskins in this one.
Scott, Carolina and Detroit.
Yes. America's true game.
We have seen, at least we saw another example of last week, that Matt Patricia is hellbent on finding ways to lose. Luckily, the referees had something to say about it with that roughing the passer penalty at the end of the day. And there's one thing the Lions have consistently, it's Matt Prater. Carolina could be without Teddy Bridgewater. They probably will be without Christian McCaffrey. I think he's actually been ruled out at this point.
Yes.
Do you think the Lions have an opportunity to pick up a win here and get back to 500?
You know, unfortunately, as a Lions fan and not a Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn fan, their general manager, as we like to call him up here, Quinn-tricia, you look at that game last week, many people thought if the Lions blew that lead that those two would be out. Now, I don't know if that would have happened. I certainly hope it's going to happen. But the Lions, again, these are the type of games they seem to win when, yes, they have some playoff hopes. I think without Bridgewater, without McCaffrey, Stafford looks like he's going to play. Call me crazy, call me stupid, call me whatever. I'm a Lions fan, so you can certainly call me stupid. Give me the Lions in this one.
Scotty, I took the Lions last week in the eliminator pool, and they did me right for the first time.
They did.
Since 1992, Scott, the Lions did me right when I picked them. I'm buying the Lions, Scott, as maybe – You understand that because of the new expanded playoffs, the Lions are actually in the conversation right now.
They are in the conversation. And again, they're just going to do enough to keep these two bozos around, Patricia and Quinn. and just, you know, on that fact, these are the games the Lions win. And I think they win this one.
All right, Scott, here's one. Some guy I work with, he's actually my direct superior. He has a beard and a couple dogs. believes that Justin Herbert is a bust.
Terrible.
Please tell such person, maybe he's even in this chat right now, why he's wrong.
I don't think he's a bust. I mean, he's putting up good numbers, but, you know, this Chargers team just can't seem to get a win. And so I don't think he's a bust. I think the Chargers have a good chance in this one against the Jets. No Sam Darnold, Joe Flacco, who does have a Super Bowl ring, I might add. Yeah. But again, I think the Jets are a hot mess. You know, they played better a couple weeks ago, but my New York strategy has worked its way to still being in this eliminator pool. And so on that fact, I'll take the Chargers.
All right, Scotty, here's the deal. And I think that you more so than these boneheads can understand my philosophy here. Let's talk about all of the great quarterbacks in history that have come out of Oregon. Okay, let's talk about all of the great quarterbacks in history that have come out of Ohio State. Okay, let's talk about all of the great quarterbacks in history that have come out of Alabama. Okay, so what I'm saying is...
Tua is a great quarterback. You forgot about one that came out of Oregon, Dan Fouts. He was pretty darn good, Paul.
I mean, you got
to go old school.
You got to go back to before you and I were even born, for Christ's sakes. Like, you know, I mean, look, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, there's a damn good chance it's going to be a bust in the NFL. That's all I'm saying. These guys don't want to buy into that theory, and that's fine. You can keep drafting Oregon quarterbacks. You can keep drafting Ohio State quarterbacks. You can keep drafting Alabama quarterbacks, and the same thing is going to happen. They don't prepare their kids to play in the NFL. It's not their job to prepare their kids to play in the NFL, but because of that, they will never be great. Mark my words, by this time next year, Herbert will be passed over by somebody else. He'll be getting, like, some kid out of Central Arkansas Catholic Community College will have passed him by as an undrafted free agent. Look, I don't make up the rules. I just live by them.
I don't have time to tell you why you're wrong, Paul.
I had
to ask Scott about Monday Night Football, pretty big matchup. The Rams coming in hot after a win over Seattle. They will take on the high-flying Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who, as we all probably expected, Tom Brady, coming off of a terribly embarrassing loss, turns it up and turns it on as they crush the Carolina Panthers 46-23 in a game that was actually scoregami. First time an NFL game has ever finished 46-23. This is a really good big matchup in the NFC, especially with Drew Brees hurt. If the Falcons can manage to beat the Saints, it's an opportunity for the Buccaneers to try to get back in first place, knowing that they don't have that tiebreaker. You know, strike while the iron's hot, as they say. Who do you think comes away with a victory in this one?
Boy, this is going to be a close game, Andrew. I love the way the Rams are playing. I love the way this team's set up. I think they very well could get the division in the NFC West, but they're not going to get this one. I think it's going to be close. But we saw Brady being back to Brady, and they got a running game. Considering a couple weeks ago they only had 5 carries. So it's going to be close. My game of the week, but I like the Bucs.
Okay. All right. So the Scott Nason Eliminator pool is now officially – down to 4. Spotty had the Eagles last week, and he was eliminated from contention. Christian the bartender, Tina, Pudge, and our very own Scott Nason are the only ones that are still left in this pool. Scott Nason, I know you already made your pick. I'm going to come back to you in just a second. Trey has Cleveland. Jimmy Cleveland has the Chargers, as does Brady and Pudge. Andrew Alex, you lost in week 1 when you followed Nathan Brennan's lead and took the Colts. You haven't lost since then. Who do you got?
Am I good to Chargers?
You are good to take the Chargers.
Then I will roll. Justin Herbert gets career win number 2. The New York Jets. Scott Nason's New York strategy, and I'm rolling with it this week.
This is the one game, guys, where I feel like it is almost a guarantee. The only thing is I just don't know that I can buy the Chargers. However, what I can buy is the Minnesota running game, and I think Minnesota wins. I haven't picked Minnesota yet this year, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Vikings this week. Scott Nason, who you got?
Yeah, the Vikings certainly is one I want to take, but again, I got to go with the New York strategy. It's gotten me to this point. The Chargers, San Diego Superchargers. You said that song. It's now I know, but that was the old school song. Dan Fouts, I had to throw that one in there. Give me the Chargers in this one.
All right, maybe the last time the Chargers had a legitimate team was back in the Dan Fouts era. We'll get Nathan's pick. He had to run to a doctor's appointment, so we'll grab Nathan's pick. We'll grab Tina. Mike eliminated. Chase trying to get last place in this
game. Chase Muma, the only person I know that could manage to lose 3 out of 4 weeks in an eliminator pool.
4 out of 5 now.
Really?
Oh yes, he – so going back to week number 5, Week number six, he took the Pats, loss. Week seven, the Falcons, loss. Week eight, the Packers, loss. He had the Steelers in week nine. That was a win for him. Last week, he decided to talk trash to me and was like, the Lions are garbage. I'm going to take Washington. Loss in week 10. So four out of the last 5 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, the Moomah 180 is officially back and better than ever. Scott Nason, how do our listeners get more great sports talk from you and the rest of your crew up in the northern country?
Yeah, snow on the ground right now, Paul. I know you miss it oh so much, but you can find those shows. It's called The Game. We do several shows per week. You can find them at thegamesportshow.com or thegamesportshow.podbean.com.
It is good stuff. A lot of Detroit-related stuff. I will be interested, Scott. When are you recording your next one? I am curious to hear about the takes on the Pistons draft, because I am just beside myself about this.
We'll be doing that Monday night on our local ESPN station here. And, yes, we will be talking a lot about the Pistons draft class and an organization, much like pretty much every professional organization in Detroit. And it seems like college football in Michigan not really doing so hot right now.
Obi Toppin sitting there and you take a kid from France. Give me a damn break. Scott Nason, as always, my man, we love you. We appreciate you. We're on vacation next week, so have a very happy Thanksgiving. Give Becky a hug from me and Andrew. Make it awkward for her. And just a quick baby update. We didn't really get a chance to hit on that at all today. Scotty, how you doing?
The jury is out, and okay. I will say they've spent one day in deliberations, and we'll find out if they've come to some conclusion over the next few days. We'll just leave it at that.
Maybe eating turkey for two. Scott Nason, my man, we appreciate you. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Tim Thomas joins us. It's The Drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg.